Hello, and welcome to the latest episode of Kristen's Corner, a podcast by your state senator, Kristen Phillips Hill. Thanks to our listeners for tuning in. It's June in our state capital, which is typically the busiest time of the year for the legislature. There is a lot of progress going on behind the scenes on a variety of important issues. One issue that I've been working on during my time as a legislator is improving access to high-speed internet across the Commonwealth. The pandemic shifted this issue into the spotlight, something I've been clamoring for well before then. The pandemic pushed all levels of government to put broadband toward the top of priorities. We have made significant strides in cutting bureaucratic red tape, utilizing existing assets and infrastructure. But the million-dollar question, or in this case, the multi-billion-dollar question, is how do we fund the expansion of broadband throughout the Commonwealth? I have the emails, as do many of my colleagues. A broadband service provider is quoting you $10,000, $20,000, $50,000 to connect your home to the internet. It's not an uncommon problem across my district and many other parts of the state. These companies do not have the return on investment to connect one customer for thousands of dollars. It's just basic economics. And as we watched our federal officials approve an infrastructure bill, we worked on a bill that would create a single point of contact with all things broadband in this Commonwealth. The bill, which we passed at the end of 2021, focused on ensuring that any money the state receives from the federal government will be used for its intended purpose, and that is to connect as many Pennsylvanians as possible to high-speed internet. And this law will ensure proper oversight and protocols to protect these taxpayer dollars being used to close the digital divide. Because at the end of the day, and I know you've probably all heard me say this many times before, state legislators may say it's federal money, or it's county money, or it's state money. But to my hardworking taxpayers back home, he or she has one wallet, and all of those tax dollars come out of the same wallet. So the Pennsylvania Broadband Development Authority was formed under Act 96 of 2021, and that's where our next guest comes in. His name is Brandon Carson, and he's the first hire for the newly created authority. Brandon, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Senator. It's good to be here. Exciting times in the broadband space, and I'm honored to be the inaugural director of the Pennsylvania Broadband Development Authority. Very excited about the work that we have ahead of us. It's a tall order, but we are going to build the team we need here at the State Broadband Office, and we're going to tackle the problem head on. So thanks again for having me today.
Well, it's truly my pleasure. So by way of background, the authority is comprised of up to four members from the General Assembly, two members from the Senate, two members from the House, two Republicans, two Democrats, plus several members of the governor's administration, including the Secretaries of Agriculture, Department of Community and Economic Development, Education, and General Services. The budget secretary is the chair of the authority. And Brandon, you were the person who rose to the top throughout the hiring process. So for our listeners, your background is really interesting. We first crossed paths when you were with the Southern Alleghenies Broadband last year.
Yes. So I spent a significant portion of my career with the Southern Alleghenies Planning and Development Commission. We serve a six-county region just west of Harrisburg, between Harrisburg and Pittsburgh. Six counties, relatively rural in nature. I worked on a variety of community and economic development projects and initiatives over the years. Essentially, we identified needs, and we aligned local, state, federal resources to address those needs. So enter broadband. About 5 years ago, we began working on a regional comprehensive plan with some funds through a grant that was made available by DCED. So we brought our six county boards of commissioners together, six county planning commissions, and began to work through some of the challenges that our region was facing. And broadband rose as a top priority through our stakeholder engagement process. We knew it was going to be a hot topic. We didn't realize it would be as high of a priority for every county as it was identified to be. And remember, this was pre-pandemic. This would have been 2017, 2018 timeframe when we started down this path. So we spent a fair amount of time working through a number of broadband issues. We formed a broadband task force to try to begin to identify solutions to the problem. We secured some federal resources, worked with our county partners to begin to implement some projects locally, and we actually put services on the ground over the last couple of years. So it was exciting to do that work, and I'm excited to come to the state and continue that work on the statewide scale here.
Well, we're excited to have you and excited for the future opportunity for our Commonwealth. So, Brandon, the likelihood that you have broadband connectivity issues and are listening to this podcast are probably slim to none, right? Most people access listening to podcasts over the internet. There are a lot of Pennsylvanians who lack access to high-speed internet, right? So to be able to listen to a podcast or download a video or teleconference, you need to have access to high-speed internet. So how do we define high-speed internet, and what are the minimum speeds?
Yeah, so there are a couple of tiers, Senator. Unserved is currently considered to be areas that don't have access to 25 download speed, that's Mbps, and 3 Mbps upload speed. Underserved areas are defined as those areas don't have access to 100 download speeds and 20 upload speeds. So those are the two tiers that we've been using, and the funding that I believe we're going to talk about here in a few minutes requires that we address areas in those two priorities. Unserved as a top priority, less than 25.3, and those areas under 100 by 20 or that don't have access to 100 by 20 as a second priority.
So estimates of those who lack access to high-speed internet, using those definitions, range across the board, right?
Yep.
So what is the best educated guess, absence data from the Federal Communications Commission, because we are still waiting for the FCC to deliver their maps of coverage. Where do you think we are?
Yes, so as you had indicated, the numbers are all across the board. It's certainly in the hundreds of thousands of Pennsylvania residents that don't have access to the definition of broadband. We think it's even higher than that. So the FCC is working to update their maps now. Their new fabric maps, which are location-based, are slated to be released later this year, perhaps pushing into early 2023. We're hopeful that these maps are more accurate than the 477 maps, the previous maps, but we're doing a significant amount of data collection right now at the authority in the state broadband office to ensure that the FCC maps are accurate, because we will be in a position to potentially challenge some of that FCC data should we feel compelled to do so.
That's good news, because it is a major responsibility that the authority has to the taxpayers and those who lack access to high-speed internet. So to date, the authority has now met twice, plus have had a handful of stakeholder meetings to get input on a draft state broadband plan. So walk us through where we are, where we are headed, at least for this year.
Yes, so my mantra coming into this position has been communication early and often. And we intend to be very transparent with our planning process at the authority. We are planning on a robust stakeholder engagement process as we develop the state plan and strategy. I've identified the need for at least 4 subcommittees to help to inform the planning process and ultimately the decision-making, decision-makers on the authority board. And those 4 subcommittees are outlined as a data and mapping group. You know, we know that data collection is going to be paramount in the early stages of this, so data and mapping as a pillar. A technical group to be comprised of representatives from various providers to look at some of the technical aspects of the funding that we're working with and the program guidelines that we'll be developing in the coming weeks. Workforce and supply chain. That's going to be another pillar, a potential barrier or a challenge as we implement these programs. And outreach and education is another important component of our stakeholder engagement process. So we're in the early stages of forming those groups right now. We ambitiously would like to have those groups formed and initial meetings held later this summer, hopefully before the end of July. So we're excited about getting those stakeholders around the table.
Well, one of the things I found to be critical is, of course, we need to hear from the people in the private sector, the people who string the fiber, who build the towers, who launch the satellites. I've often said that we can have an aspirational goal, but we need to talk to the people who actually know how to create what we aspire to do. So I think that those stakeholders will be imperative in how we address our digital divide. So I'm grateful to hear about that stakeholder process, the key areas that we are looking at when it comes to those stakeholders, and look forward to learning from that engagement. I think it'll be really important. So we know where we've come. We know the magnitude of the problem, and we know our next steps. We're going to create that plan. Brandon, for our listeners who are looking to learn more about the authority, where can they find you, the authority, and more about the work of the authority?
Yeah, please visit our website. It's dced.pa.gov. The Broadband Authority does have a page under the DCED website that we update on a regular basis. We include information on all of our upcoming authority board meetings. Information will soon be available on the website for the subcommittees that we're working to form. So that's a good one-stop for updates on the authority. So please feel free to visit that.
So as citizens and advocacy groups and providers, anyone who wants to engage in the process, that's how they can get engaged in this process.
That's a good start, and you can find some contact information on the website that ultimately will come to me. If there are folks that are interested in potentially serving on one of the subcommittees, we're actively working to identify those folks right now. So please don't hesitate to reach out if you have a concern about an availability of your service in a particular area. Please feel free to let us know, and information is what we're looking for right now from a variety of stakeholders. So please don't hesitate to reach out.
That's fantastic. Brandon, thank you. It's been very informative, and it's exciting to see people engaging, coming together to solve a big challenge that we have here in the Commonwealth, and that's increasing Commonwealth's citizens' access to high-speed internet. And with that, we conclude another episode of Kristen's Corner. Today's guest was Brandon Carson. He is the executive director of the Pennsylvania Broadband Development Authority. And for more information on today's podcast episode, please check out my website at senatorkristen.com. Thanks again for listening, and we'll look forward to talking to you again soon.